Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let us all unite our hearts together in prayer, and let's seek the Lord together. Our gracious God and our loving and eternal Father, we rejoice that Thou art the great God of glory, the God of creation, the eternal and everlasting and unchangeable God. We thank Thee that Thou art glorious in Thy holiness. We thank Thee that Thou art full of majesty. And yet, Lord God, we rejoice that Thou art merciful, and Thou art gracious. We thank Thee, Lord, that John could say, God is love. And we thank Thee, our Father, for the great love displayed upon Calvary's cross. whenever the Son of God shed his life's blood for our salvation. We rejoice, O God, that we can say, great things he hath done. We thank thee, O God, that he reconciled us to God by the sacrifice of himself. He opened up a way to God through the dark paths of sin. We thank thee, O God, for the peace and the assurance and the comfort that we have in knowing Christ as our Saviour, as our Lord, and as our Master. And we can say today that he is altogether lovely. He's the fairest among 10,000. This is my beloved. This is my friend. He brought me into the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. We thank thee today that he has got the ability to heal the brokenhearted. He has got the power to cleanse the vilest offender who truly believes. We thank thee that he leads us, guides us, and provides for all of our great need. And O God, we pray that as we turn to the scriptures later on, and as thy servant, O God, the Reverend Porter, would come and open the old book, the Word of Life, that the Spirit of God would come down, and that thou wilt minister into hearts and lives today. Draw us out after the Saviour. Make us, O God, to fall in love with him afresh, and translate us and conform us to his image. And grant, O God, that even today that the Saviour's name would be exalted and glorified. Minister, Lord, to those who have special needs. Undertake for those who are discouraged and downcast. And, Lord, those who are lost and who do not know thee. Bring them to the Saviour's feet. We humbly ask all of these things in the Saviour's precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. We're going to take a Bible reading, please, from Isaiah chapter 61. Commencing at the very first verse, and we're going to read all of the chapter together. Isaiah 61, verse number 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord God, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. And God will bless this reading of his precious and inspired and unchanging word. We're going to sing another hymn together. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress, midst fleeting worlds and these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. We'll stand together as we worship the Lord with this lovely old hymn. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness.
Joy to be with you today to share God's word. I'd like to thank the Reverend Higginson as well for leading the meeting thus far. And the verse we're going to look at today is verse number 10 of Isaiah 61, where Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Now, whenever a person attends a wedding or maybe a special occasion like a job interview, such will seek to make a good appearance by dressing up and by putting on their best clothes. And while it is proper to look smart for certain special functions or occasions, there is an attire that is much more important than any earthly garments. This attire concerns a person's preparation for meeting with God in eternity. Here in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, the prophet refers to this when he speaks of being clothed with the garments of salvation. In Isaiah 61, verse 10, Isaiah the prophet here is testifying of God's salvation in his own life. And in doing so, he says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. And with these words, Isaiah the prophet tells of how he had been properly prepared and properly attired for eternity and for meeting with God. And it is this all-important matter of being clothed with the garments of salvation that I want us to look at today. And as you listen to this message, my prayer is that you too will be clothed with these same glorious garments of God's so great salvation. First of all, I want you to think just with me about man's need for these garments of salvation. Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. And by those words there, Isaiah is really telling us of his own personal need of these garments of salvation. You see, before God, by nature, he was a lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinner. And because of his sin, by nature and practice, he had no merit or righteousness of his own to commend God's favor. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, he could say, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And my, just like Isaiah, you and I also need these same garments of salvation. This is because by nature you and I also are lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinners before a holy God. Through Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden, sin has affected the entire human race. The Bible says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. And my, our sinful nature means that we have broken God's law, that we've come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this in turn means that by nature we are spiritually dead to God. The Bible says that by nature we are dead in trespasses and sins. And also because of our sinful nature, we are slaves to sin and to Satan. The Bible says, naturally, we are enemies to God, separated from God. We can do nothing of ourselves to please God. Isaiah 64, verse 6 says, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. And because of our sin, we are all condemned already, the Bible tells us, to eternal punishment and hell, the lake of fire after this life. The Bible says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. And friend, it is because of this awful plight and ruin of your sin that you need these garments of salvation. But then notice something else here, the provision of the garments of salvation for sinful man. Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. And there you see in that verse how Isaiah makes reference to the Lord. And we see there how it was the Lord who had provided these garments of salvation for Isaiah. And likewise it is the Lord who provides these beautiful garments of salvation for sinners like you and like me. The hymn writer could say, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. And my, in coming into this world, Christ, the eternal, sinless Son of God, he was one who kept the law of God perfectly for us. He could say in Matthew's Gospel, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then as our substitute upon the cross, he bore upon himself the wrath of God. He took upon himself the penalty of sin that we rightly deserve for our sins. In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12 it says, by his own blood he obtained eternal redemption for us. And by his perfect righteousness he has provided a covering for the rags of our self-righteousness. Isaiah says, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. And by his precious shed blood on the cross of Calvary, he has provided a covering for the cleansing away of all of our sin before the thrice holy God. And indeed, the Bible declares it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. My, there is no remedy for your sin and unrighteousness in anything of self or of man. There is no remedy for your sin and unrighteousness in anything of the ordinances of the church. My, the only remedy for your sin and your unrighteousness is the precious blood of Christ and the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says of Christ, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The Bible speaks of the blood of Christ and says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You'll notice something else here from this wonderful verse. Notice the outcome. A sinful man having on the garments of salvation. Listen to the words of Isaiah. He says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. You see there that Isaiah was rejoicing in the Lord. And it is the same for all who are clothed with the garments of salvation. When you're clothed in the garments of salvation, you can rejoice in the forgiveness of all of your sins. You can rejoice in having peace with God. You can rejoice in the power of God. My speaking of Christ, the hymn writer says, he breaks the power of canceled sin and sets the prisoner free. My, through Christ, you're liberated from the dominion of sin, given power to live for God. We read of the great work of Christ in verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 61. And it says, he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Glorious liberty in Christ. Now, when you have the garments of salvation, you can rejoice in the presence of God with you. The Lord says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. And my, when you have the garments of salvation, you can rejoice in a place in God's heaven. What did the Lord Jesus Christ promise to all those who have on the garments of salvation? He says, I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. On one occasion, upon being asked about a trip to the Holy Land, the famous preacher, Joseph Parker, lifted his hand toward heaven. And he said, my holy land is there. He was looking forward to heaven. Why? Because he was clothed in the garments of God's salvation. And my heaven is your portion as well. When you have on the glorious garments of God's so great salvation. And that leads us just to one final thought here. It is simply man's reception of the garments of salvation. Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Really, those words are a testimony of Isaiah's faith in the Lord for his salvation. In Isaiah chapter 12, in the verse number 2, he could say there, the Lord Jehovah is my salvation. And likewise it is by faith in Christ as Savior that you and I also can receive these beautiful garments of salvation. You see, whenever you come as a repentant sinner to Christ, and trust Him as Savior, what will He do with your sins? He will blot out all your sins by His precious blood. He says, I, even I, am he that bloodeth out thy transgressions for mine own name's sake. Along with blotting out your sins, your soul will be covered in the robe of Christ's perfect righteousness. Think of the words of the great apostle Paul as he writes in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Speaking of this attire of Christ's perfect righteousness, he says, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And the hymn writer could say, my hope is built on nothing less
than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. That was the testimony of the hymn writer, whose faith was in Christ alone for salvation. And dear friend, when you likewise repent of your sin before Almighty God, when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, praise God, this too will be your testimony. You too will be properly attired for eternity, properly attired for meeting with God when you depart the scene of time. May God bless His word today to your heart. If you're not saved, oh, that you would come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Know your sins dealt with, put away by the blood of the cross. Know what it is to be covered in the robe of Christ's perfect righteousness, the righteousness of Him who is Jehovah Sikhenu. We'll close our meeting just with a word of prayer, please. Our gracious God and loving, eternal, heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy goodness and mercy and grace toward us. We thank Thee for Thy presence with us here in this gathering around Thy precious Word. And Father, we thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank Thee for His perfect life. We thank Thee for His spotless righteousness. We thank Thee, O God, for the blood that He shed that cleanseth us from all sin. And Father, our prayer is that Thou would bless Thy word, even to this very end, that some sinner, some soul, will put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, know their sins forgiven, dealt with, put away by the blood of the Lamb, and that they would know what it is to be saved by Thy grace for time and for eternity. Bless Your word to this end, also to the encouragement, the building up of the believer in their most holy faith, and to the glorifying, O God, of Thy great and wondrous name. For we pray these things and ask them all for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.